All right, well, we've been 6 weeks off, but we are finally back March 23rd, live from Bonneville High School in Ogden, Utah. Fierce Challenger Series 9, and of course, it's fight week. We got to break down every single fight that's going down. Blake, we're ruling alongside my man, Zach Partridge. Zach, I'm fresh off a plane, but I am jonesing to get up to Ogden, Utah. Excited for this one, man.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this Challenger Series. It's been a minute since we've done a Challenger Series, it feels like. And, it'll be a minute before we do another one, but I'm really excited for this card.
Kicking things off, though, we are going to be in kickboxing. We're going to be kicking things off with the debuting Mallory Melling versus Nakia August. Nakia back after a few months away, her last fight being in Price, Utah in July. Mallory Melling, again, coming up from down south in Cedar City.
Yeah, I mean, huge shout out to both of these girls for this fight. I'm super excited because, believe it or not, all you MMA fighters out there and everybody promoting the fights, these two girls are owing everybody in tickets. More people want to come see these two girls than any other matchup on the card. It's the highest selling matchup on the entire card, ironically. And I just think that's great that they're getting that type of support from their family and friends. Nakia always brings a very energetic crowd and a fun energy to the card. And I'm really excited to see what Mallory brings to the cage. And I think it's going to be a really fun scrap from what I've heard from both camps.
All right, coming up next at 170 pounds, two debuters. We've got seven total on this card. This one will be between Brandon Ramirez and Tyler Harris. I know you have some training time with Tyler Harris. As for Brandon Ramirez, coming up from St. George.
Yeah, so Brandon Ramirez is actually, he's had a kickboxing match before at Steel Fist, or a Muay Thai fight, sorry. And then, this is his second fight. And, I like Brandon a lot. I like his fighting style from watching his fight. And then, Tyler's been training with me at One Hit MMA for a little bit over a year now. And, it's something he's been working really hard and diligently to do. It's interesting. I think Brandon's going to be a lot bigger than Tyler, coming down in weight. Tyler walks around 170. He's been actually having to eat a little extra to, try and stay at that weight. And not lose too much. His body's completely transformed in the last year, been working really hard. And Brandon's just one of those guys. We have a great relationship with Fusion and Ace down there. When we were talking about trying to match up our guys, we kind of felt like this was a good matchup for both of them. They both work hard. And I think they're going to, I train with Tyler a lot, and he may look unassuming, but the kid has a really tough chin and he works really hard. And I think he's going to put on a really fun show.
Excited to see that matchup between two debuters. All right, we move from the big gloves to the little gloves, moving from the early prelims into our regular prelims. And again, we will get these name pronunciations finalized prior, but Nico Suskun, I really hope I get that right. At some point I will have that perfect. Jackson Hopes, my man, will take care of that, versus Mike Trunzo, a couple of other debuters at 145 pounds.
I think it's going to be really high energy. Talk to Nico's coach, his wrestling coach, Mike Jones's wrestling coach at Excite MMA now. And he just said he's a ball of energy. He's really good wrestler that gets into the scrambles, really exciting, high pace type guy. Mike Trunzo, his dad is one of my main training partners. He's been coming and wanting to fight. That kid's been super dedicated. So he lives in Twin Falls, Idaho. He gets boxing up there. He gets jujitsu up there. And then he comes down for his like hard spar days and stuff with us at One Hit. Drives all the way down, 3 hours back on his Wednesdays or his Mondays to come train with our fight team at One Hit at least once a week. Incredible dedication. Really good hands, really good tough as nails, just like his dad. I think those two are going to kick off the MMA card with a really exciting, just high pace fight for two amateur debuters.
Austin Cardone versus Skyler Bernasconi. Austin Cardone being the final debuter on this card. As for Skyler Bernasconi, this guy is a showman. This guy is really, really fun to watch, Zach.
Skyler's awesome. And another one, shout out, Mike Jones again. He told me, he's like, dude, you got to get Skyler on your cards. He'll always put on a good show. And I mean, I've heard from other guys at Jeremy Horn's gym that, you know, Skyler loves to mix it up with the Johan Rubios, Mike Jones, spars hard and puts on a show. He likes to talk a lot. Like I love everything about him. He's a good fighter, solid fighter, puts on an even better show. And Austin, I don't really know what we're in for with him as a debuter, but I mean, the one thing that we've talked about, those MMA fighters have had a lot of success, especially in their debut fights. And I think a lot of it comes from cardio wins a lot. And those guys train hard at Excite MMA. And you know, he's going to push a pace. He's going to be tough as nails. And I'm excited for that fight to see, you know, the another matchup between Excite MMA and Jeremy Horn.
All right, we move down to lightweight between Isaac Allen making his return and Austin Munoz, the brother of Jordan Munoz. And this guy is an absolute firecracker, Zach. I had so much fun watching his last fight.
Yeah, he's very athletic, very exciting. Both of them, I thought, like, when you know, Austin and his brother Jordan, they expressed interest on being on this card and fighting in their hometown. And as soon as Isaac Allen's name came across my desk as somebody that was looking to get on another card again, I felt like it was kind of a perfect matchup between two 1-0 guys, debuted at a weight class above 155, coming down to 155, kind of where they should be. It's kind of like their paths are just so similar. Both athletic backgrounds. Obviously, Isaac Allen related to Andrew Mickelson. We all know what kind of athlete he is. And then Austin Munoz, a very good athlete in his own right. I think this one's going to be a lot of fun. Could be the fight of the night for me on the prelims.
Also, a little interesting tidbit. Isaac Allen going down 15 pounds. He was at 170 in the debut, now at 155 pounds.
Right, but I believe that he was originally supposed to be a 55er, had to come up because Brandon Duncan took that fight on short notice, and he came up to 170 because that's only where Brandon Duncan could get in on short notice as well. So now fighting the appropriate weight class, I think it'll make it for an even better fight.
Excited for that one at lightweight. All right, we're back up to 170 pounds. Arjun Jeromey back after 8 years away versus Spencer Hansen, who gets another walk for Excite MMA.
Yeah, really interesting. Arjun is a good striker, been doing this for a long time, but it's kind of different when you're doing this as a hobby and doing it, getting ready for a fight, right? I think I see a lot. I train with a lot of hobbyists in the gym, people that think they're not going to fight again or you're like, yeah, I want to fight again, but never really commit to doing it. Most of them just stay away. And Arjun's, I think, seeing some of his friends from Elite Performance getting back in there. He was originally scheduled to make his return back in June for us up in Idaho Falls. Had some family matters come up. We're excited to have him back. Now, Spencer Hansen, somebody I'm familiar with. I actually got a corner against him in his debut fight at Steel Fist. Very, very good wrestler. Guy that, you know, ironically, Mike Jones, another common denominator between Excite MMA and Elite Performance on another matchup. Mike said, you know, Spencer, very good wrestler. So I think this is a fight that's going to, you know, Arjun striking or Spencer's wrestling is going to dictate who wins this fight.
Yeah, when we're talking about Spencer Hansen, the debut was on short notice, so he'll definitely have some more prep time leading into this one. So excited to see how that matchup plays out. All right, we stay at welterweight between RJ Wilger and Nick Jackson. Nick Jackson been getting his reps in. We saw him in November in the debut, now his third rep since that date. As for RJ Wilger, top 10 amateur in the entire state of Utah in the welterweight division.
Yeah, I mean, Nick took a short notice fight after he fought Carson, was a lot tougher than Carson said he expected. He's putting in a lot of work. I follow him on social media and he's constantly, you know, hitting the bag and doing the things. I'd really like to see him get in a gym. He's working on it. I like Nick Jackson's energy and I just like that he's just throwing himself in there, you know, getting those reps and getting those walks and leveling up. If you watched his second fight at Steel Fist in December, he showed some improvements from his fight in even just a couple of weeks. So, you know, good on him getting in a full camp here versus RJ Wilger, who, you know, RJ, brother of Caden Bentley, who's been fighting at Fierce. He actually fights here. I guess when this drops, he'll have already fought last weekend. But RJ is a stud, comes from a family full of athletes. You know, we're very excited to have him at the Fierce Cage. And again, all those guys come up from Fusion. I mean, they're very well prepared and I don't expect RJ to be any different.
They do a fantastic job. Nick Jackson, I do have to just say, he promotes himself very, very well on social media. Like we
good. Go give him a follow on TikTok and his social media. It's good. I like it. The Zen
All right.
King.
That will close out the prelims. We are going to move over to the main card live on pay-per-view, available at fiercefightingchampionship.com and nowhere else. Don't follow any of those scams on Facebook. Anyways, Brendan Ferreira facing off against Sydney Blackwood at 155 pounds. Sydney Blackwood undefeated at 155 pounds. Brendan Ferreira, he has won two in a row and he's been pretty dominant doing it.
Okay, this might be my favorite Challenger Series main card we've ever put together. And Sydney Blackwood and Brendan Ferreira is a match made in heaven for me. They are both very, very good strikers and kickboxers. I love Brendan, and I've been a fan of his since I watched his debut fight. He had an absolute barn burner. And, you know, he's gotten a couple of wins now. And when he reached out, he said it's time to fight. He said, get me somebody with a winning record. Like I want a tougher challenge. Like I want a really tough fight, and he asked for it. So we got it for him. Sydney Blackwood's a stud, man. That kid, he is an athlete. He is a specimen. He's smart. Just graduated college. You know, and that's why we've been seeing a little break. He's had some medical injuries keeping him out of the cage for a minute, finishing up his schooling, and he's ready to get back active fighting. And I think this fight is a move into contendership title picture for the winner of this fight type. You know, the fighter of this might be fighting like a number one contender type fight next for that 155 title. Very excited for this matchup. And I think it, for the fans, you know, what do you want more than two guys that are going to come in with MMA gloves and have a gentleman's agreement to kickbox? Not that they couldn't shoot for takedowns or whatever, but from what I've seen from both of them, I don't really think that's either of their games. I think they're going to want to stand and bang, and that's what they're going to do.
No, the Ogden crowd is in for a treat with this one. Brendan Ferreira, first walk in 12 months. As for Sydney Blackwood, it will be 16 since the first time. So a little bit of time off, but as you expected, fireworks will be in the forecast for that one. All right, Haley Horde facing off against the return of Hannah Silva to the Fierce Cage. Hannah Silva, fourth fight in 11 months. As for Haley Horde, her first walk since September of 2021.
Yeah, really interesting. Really contrast, right? Haley giving up a lot of size in this matchup. She has a lot of grappling experience, high-level grappling experience. Hannah has always kind of been known as the, you know, kind of, she's the jiu-jitsu purple belt that's done well from St. George MMA. Started 4-0. Lost three in a row, like, but she's also been fighting title fights out of her weight class, things like that. She really made a big emphasis on wanting to get back at 115 pounds and hopefully get a win here and put herself back in the title picture to get her belt back is a big goal of hers. And Haley, I mean, she basically just needed a fight. She said, find me something at 105 or 115, get me something in kickboxing, Muay Thai, MMA, pro, Amy, I don't care. Just get me a fight. And I think that's really exciting when somebody's just itching to compete so bad that they'll just literally take just about anything. So really good fight. Hannah always, her fights are exciting. So I'm really excited, to see these women, you know, throw down on this main card.
All right, a pair of flyweights that we saw in October on the last Challenger Series card makes the walk 5 months later for Fierce. Jordan Munoz also got another fight in during this time, but Jordan Munoz and Brendan Meyer, Zach, I know both of these guys are really excited to make this walk, and it's pretty high up on the card as well. Last amateur fight of the night.
Yeah, I mean, just both of them are coming off of title fight losses, right? Brendan coming off of that October loss for the title to Nazir Davis. Jordan Munoz coming off of a tough loss at Steelfist for their title, you know, just made a lot of sense. I know Brendan just wants to get active and get going again. And then, you know, Jordan really wants to work into a title picture as well at Fierce. So we're, you know, we'll see, right. We'll see. And I think you're seeing two guys that have, you know, Jordan has always kind of been they both like to strike and they're both fine, but I think it's fair to say they're both probably grapplers. I've been really impressed to watch Brendan's striking progress over all these Challenger Series fights that he's been on. He's just gotten better and better and smoother and smoother. And I'm really, after this layoff, I'm really excited to see where his striking's at. And Jordan Munoz, I mean, you know, he doesn't have the sexiest record in the world, but we've talked about it. Go look at his resume. He's fighting everybody. So a guy that's fighting a bunch of talented fighters and putting in the work to, you know, try to set himself up for long-term success as a pro. I do applaud that a lot. So I expect a very technical fight. This probably is going to be the most technical fight on the amateur side of fights.
Yeah, you talked about Jordan Munoz fighting literally everybody. All of his wins are also at 125 pounds. That kind of seems to be his mainstay in terms of weight classes. He seems to have found that over the course of the last few years. As for Brendan Myers, this guy's never gone to a third round and never been in a boring fight. I mean, I think that's very safe to say.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, all of Brendan's fights have been really fun. That's a great point.
Hava, Nathan Owens facing off against Steven Starwalt. This originally was slated to be the main event. We ended up having Julian Ruiz take over that spot. But I will say that this totally is deserving of that top marquee name. These two scintillating strikers have really improved over the last few years, Zach, and they get the chance to perform under the hot lights up in Ogden, Utah.
I mean, yeah, when we booked this fight, we figured, you know, this would be the main event. We'll talk more about the main event later, but, you know, graciously they just wanted to be on the card. And so, you know, I was grateful for Nate Owens and his hometown he was very good to work with on that because at the end of the day, fighters just want to fight. And Nate Owens is the type of guy that, he's just down to fight. And I'm actually become a giant fan of Nate Owens. And it's kind of funny when he fought one of my teammates and beat him, Tyson Roberts, saw a side of Nate Owens. And I just remember, I just like, I don't really like that guy, but I didn't know him. You know, I just saw him from a post-fight interview. And as I've actually gotten to know him as a person, he is genuinely one of my favorite people that fights at Fierce. I think he is such a cool individual. He is so just a martial artist to his core. But man, can he stand and bang, and can he crack? His right hand lands, he hurts people. And I said, I think he's like become a gem in the state where he's kind of put it all together and he's kind of building this run. Beating Kesley the way he did was just, I thought it was a dang near masterful performance. He was just very clean, and I'm excited for him to have this opportunity to fight a vet like Steven Steierwalt. And these two just have so many similarities, similar opponents, you know. Both had tough losses to Joel Haro, both bounced back and beat Kesley Collard, you know, and Kesley's a stud in his own right. I thought the Steierwalt Kesley fight was probably our fight of the year in 2023. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was our fight of the year. It got the award. So it's a great fight. And these two were they were on a parallel track to fight. And I'm just happy we got this one done, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
82 unofficial significant strikes landed for Steven Steierwalt last year in that fight of the year. Winner. As for Hava Nathan Owens, this will also be his first time fighting in Ogden, Utah since August of 2017, and his first fight not in the Maverick Center since August of 2018. All right, we are going to move to our main event. Undefeated Julian Ruiz puts that record on the line against Desmond Manabat at 145 pounds. We haven't seen Julian in a little bit of time. Desmond Manabat, a former amateur champion for the promotion. Very excited for this top slated matchup, Zach.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so that's what happened, right? Julian gets healthy. We had some plans for him. He just really wanted to get active. Talked with his coaches. Worked out a deal that made sense. Julian, you know, whatever it is, he's the main event. He's one of the top prospects in the state. And when he's the undefeated pro on the card, you know, that's just the way it falls sometimes. So Julian's going to come in. Back-to-back main events for the Challenger Series. I think he's the only person now that's main evented multiple Challenger Series, which is, I think that's a cool head nod. He had that, you know, classic performance against Cody Hammond in his last one on the Clearfield card. Was supposed to fight in August, got a pretty significant injury, but you know, he's healthy and he's we're gonna see it. You know, he's gonna come if he can get his hand raised on the 23rd. He's gonna take a big step and he's gonna make a real run at, you know, getting to, you know, FFC gold, getting to, you know, defending his belt and getting to a bigger show. And I think that happens, but do not overlook Desmond. He has been an absolute highlight reel maker. Like you said, came in, beat Austin Atkinson for the 145 title, beat Noah De La Calzada for the 135 title. So champ at FFC as an amateur. Then came made his pro debut here, lost a tough one to Kobe Fair, and then has just fought a lot of guys down in Vegas on Tough Enough. And, you know, got, I don't want you, anybody remember how good Aleem Muhammad was when he came up and beat Will Dean, came up a weight class and beat Will Dean and took that amateur 155 title. Desmond knocked him out, threw a flying knee and knocked out a guy, somebody else out, and it went viral. I mean, he has put on highlight after highlight of upsetting other prospects. When he faces other strikers, when he faces grapplers, it's been a little bit different, but Julian's a striker. So I think these two are going to come in and they're going to strike and they're going to put on an incredible main event. And I really just do believe that somebody's going to get knocked out. I just do.
It is going to be so much fun. Desmond Manabat, his strength of schedule is also staggering. 9-1 over his last three opponents in which he has faced. And like you said, has been producing just the craziest highlights you could ever imagine. You got to go look them up on social media because they have been unbelievable. As for Julian Ruiz, 5 of his last 6 wins have been by finish. I know he was frustrated last March when he was unable to finish Cody Hammond, but nonetheless put on a performance of the year contender. This card, Zach, is absolutely incredible. March 23rd, Ogden, Utah. Anything else you got for us headed into this fight week?
No, I mean, I just look at one thing. One thing that's really interesting to me, Desmond made his pro debut January of 2022. This is his 9th pro fight. No, 8th pro fight. I'm sorry. 8th pro fight. Julian Ruiz made his pro debut October of 2021, just three months later. This is only his 4th pro fight, twice as active Desmond's been. I know injuries and stuff are with that. And Julian's also had a pro boxing match in there too. You know, good for him. It's just interesting. It's not a knock either way or nothing. It's just interesting, but Desmond's going to come to put on a show and Julian's another one, never been in a boring fight. The way Julian fights, he's one of the best in the state and he wants to show everybody that he is the best in the state. And, you know, a highlight reel knockout versus a guy that's been highlight reel knocking out a lot of other guys is a good way to do that.
Doors open at 4 p.m. Early prelims begin at 5. We absolutely cannot wait for this show. Back to Challenger Series after 5 months away. Bonneville High School, Ogden, Utah. Tickets available at fiercefightingchampionship.com. Zach Partridge, thank you so much. Let's have a good fight week.